Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
Welcome to Music from the Tower. This is John Romeri, your host, and today we have a very special program for you. And to help me do this incredible program, I invited my assistant, the assistant music director and organist here at Christ Cathedral, David Ball. Welcome, David.
Hello, Dr. John. Thank you for having me on Music from the Tower.
It is wonderful to have you here on the campus and here on the show. Today is a special show for Advent. And instead of talking a lot about people's lives, all these things, today we're going to play the music of the great season of Advent. It's one of the shortest seasons in the church. It's only 4 weeks long, and it has a tremendous amount of fabulous music, doesn't it, David?
Absolutely. Some of my absolute favorite music, and some of the tracks we're going to be playing by some of our favorite artists
and
friends.
You are going to just have an entire hour of some great Advent music. We'll try to tell you a little bit about each piece, and then just let you enjoy the entire track. And these will always be, you can find out a lot more information about all of these things on our website, ChristCathedralMusic.org. Our first piece, of course, is the most famous piece of the entire season of Advent, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Davis, tell us about this piece.
And this will be the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir, conducted by John Scott, all the way from London.
Rejoice, rejoice,
You've just heard, of course, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, the most famous piece of the season of Advent. It was John Scott conducting the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir. And now we're going to hear a piece also part of the season of Advent. The very first part of Advent, of course, is the waiting, the anticipating, not just for Christmas, but also the end time. And so this piece, it's sort of an unusual piece, don't you think, David? It's written by our American composer, Paul Montz. It's called Even So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come. I think it's very unusual in the fact that when you think of Advent, when you think of Christmas, there are pieces that have been in the repertoire for years. Carols that we all know, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel from the 16th
Absolutely.
Century.
And this is one that was written in the 20th century that has become a classic so quickly.
So quickly.
Such a part of the, and not even just the Advent repertoire, but the choral repertoire. High school choirs do this piece, college choirs do this piece.
Church choirs
glee
do it.
Clubs.
Everyone does it. And this is a wonderful recording that you're going to hear. Tell us, David.
It's from the National Cathedral, and it's from the Washington National Cathedral Choir themselves. Conducted by actually one of your mentors and teachers, Dr. John.
Dr. James Litton. He was one of my teachers at Westminster Choir College. This is a gorgeous recording of this great piece. Take a listen. Even So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come by American composer Paul Montz. What a beautiful piece that is. Even So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come by American composer Paul Montz. Now let's go back a little, and this is a piece by Giovanni Palestrina. Certainly one of the great composers of the Renaissance, was the conductor of the Vatican Sistine Choir all the way back.
And this is a very interesting piece in that it used to be a Faubourg setting of a Magnificat by Palestrina that was sort of adapted for the Advent season by King's College, Cambridge.
And of course, part of the Advent season, that first sec, is just all about the waiting. And so I look from afar, and it's that anticipation of Christ's coming at Christmas and the end of time. This is Music from the Tower, and here's our final piece of this little beginning of I Look from Afar, the Matin Responsory by Giovanni Palestrina. And it's performed by King's College Choir with Philip Ledger conducting. This is Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio. And this is Music from the Tower, and you were listening to a special Advent music show. So Music from the Tower today really is music, and with me is my friend and colleague, David Ball. And we're going to hear David Ball performing now live. One of the watchwords of Advent is stay awake.
And wake, O sleeper.
Wake, O sleeper. And the very first Sunday of Advent always has Sleepers Awake. And this is a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach. And tell us, David, where you performed this.
This was from a very special performance from the very first Sunday of Advent. St. Thomas every year has an Advent organ recital to kick off the Advent season. And this is a very historic recording, as it's on the Aeolian Skinner organ that used to be at St. Thomas Church. And they now have a beautiful Dobson dedicated to John Scott.
And this is our very own organist from Christ Cathedral, David Ball, performing at St. Thomas Episcopal Church, Fifth Avenue, one of the most famous churches in America. Bach, Sleepers Awake, from Cantata 140. This is the Advent Show from Music from the Tower here on Relevant Radio. And we're hearing the great music of the wonderful season of Advent. That was just our own David Ball playing Focket Auf by Bach. Now we're going to hear a hymn that you might hear at any Advent lessons and carols, probably in every Episcopal church all over the world. But not every Catholic church knows this. Certainly any Catholic church that I served in knows it. But this is called Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. It's still that wonderful theme of Christ coming at Christmas, but also at the end of time, isn't it?
And this is a beautiful recording of John Rutter conducting his own arrangement with his own singers, the Cambridge Singers, with John Scott playing organ and the City of London Symphonia.
This hymn is one of my absolute
Mine
favorites.
Too. Grew up singing it.
Because you grew up in my choirs. It's a wonderful hymn. If you don't know it, you should. It's from the Sing Ye Heavens album, recorded by John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers. Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. Thank you. Wasn't that a beautiful hymn? Lo, he comes with clouds descending. Now we're going to hear an organ piece based on Veni Emmanuel, which is, of course, O come, Emmanuel, one of the great chants of the Catholic Church, one of the great chants, I think, probably, that every denomination sings.
Everyone knows it in many languages. We do it in three languages here at Christ Cathedral.
Three languages. We even have it where everyone can sing the refrain, the rejoice, rejoice, in their own language. We put all three up, Vietnamese, English, and Spanish, and they just belt away in their own language.
An Advent piece known throughout the world.
It is an amazing piece and an amazing chant for this season of Advent.
And this is a thrilling toccata played by John Scott. It's a toccata by Andrew Carter, the great English composer. And this is John Scott playing the great cathedral organ at St. Paul's in London.
Toccata on O come Emmanuel, Veni Emmanuel. This is John Romeri, and you are listening to Music from the Tower. And today we have a special Advent program filled with the music of this great season of Advent. Helping me here is David Ball, my assistant here at Christ Cathedral. And the next great tour guide of our Advent journey is our friend John the Baptist.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, with locusts and grasshoppers. And
preparing the way.
Preparing the way. And the great hymn that we sing, probably in almost every denomination, but certainly those of us who are Roman Catholic know, On Jordan's Bank. This is a great setting of this wonderful hymn done by King's College, Cambridge.
And conducted by the legendary Sir David Wilcox, who expanded the Advent and Christmas repertoire so much with all of his entire career.
I think all of us begin our Christmas Eves with listening to the worldwide broadcast of the lessons and carols from King's College. And certainly part of that service is about Advent. So this is the great hymn, On Jordan's Bank. Now preparing the way, so we've moved from that anticipation of the end time at the beginning of Advent to really hearing about the coming of the Savior, coming of the foretold Messiah by our friend John the Baptist, On Jordan's Bank, arranged by Sir David Wilcock and conducted by Sir David Wilcock. We'll be right back, and this is Music from the Tower on Relevant Radio. Jordan's Bank, the Baptist cry, and prepares the way for the Savior. That beautiful hymn, the text to that beautiful hymn is also set to some chant. This is a wonderful setting of Ambrosian chant done by a really wonderful American musician in a parish.
Another Catholic cathedral musician.
Another Catholic cathedral musician, and our friend Richard Prue. Richard just died a few years ago, but certainly is a giant among church musicians everywhere.
A legend, absolutely. And this is his own group. The Cathedral Singer is going to be singing this arrangement of Ambrosian chant.
Richard was the cathedral musician at Holy Name Cathedral in Chicago for many, many years. And this is his wonderful choir singing on Jordan's Bank, this time to a Gregorian setting.
With some handbells added.
Beautiful. Wasn't that a beautiful chant on Jordan's Bank? We prepared the way for the Lord, and now we reach that third Sunday, Gaudete Sunday.
When everyone wears pink and the candle is pink.
And the candle is pink, and the music is about rejoicing. Gaudete is the opening word, which means rejoice, from the entrance antiphon for that great feast, that great third Sunday, and rejoice in the Lord alway. This is a piece composed by many, many composers. There's a setting by Purcell. There are many beautiful settings. But this one is attributed to absolutely no one.
Absolutely. Not every great piece is written by Sir David Wilcox or John Rutter.
So. this is an anonymous composition, Rejoice in the Lord Alway, sung by one of the most famous choirs in the world.
The Choir of Westminster Abbey, conducted by Martin Neary, off a lovely recording called Great Music from Great Occasions at Westminster Abbey.
Rejoice in the Lord Alway. And this is our special Advent show on Music from the Tower.
Rejoice!
Rejoice in the Lord Alway. And again, I say rejoice. What a wonderful piece. It's a shame we don't know who that composer yeah. is, but Anonymous by Westminster Abbey. Well, our final tour guide in the great season of Advent is our Blessed Mother. St. Gabriel comes to her and announces that she's to be the mother of the Savior. And there's so many great pieces to Blessed Mother. It's very, very hard to choose. But we start with a beautiful setting written by Praetorius and enlarged by James Whitbourne.
Absolutely, based on an old German chorale, a beautiful German chorale.
Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. And this wonderful setting is also recorded in the Essential Carols, so that shows how important they are, mm-hmm. by King's College, Cambridge.
And conducted by Sir David Wilcox.
This is a great setting, Lo, how a rose. This has been a great show for the season of Advent, and of course, our final guide in the season of Advent, preparing us for Christmas, is our wonderful Blessed Mother. And certainly, the words of her Magnificat have been set probably by more composers than almost any other.
Oh, absolutely,
piece.
In tons of languages and every tradition, really.
Every tradition, certainly the Anglican tradition, has the Magnificat every day in evensong, written by hundreds and hundreds of composers to the exact wonderful, beautiful text. But this is a setting by John Rutter. It's a full work, maybe 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it's one of John Rutter's most thrilling major works, written for choir and orchestra, really full forces all going.
And soprano solo.
To proclaim the words of Mary.
First movement of the Magnificat, My Soul Proclaims the Greatness of the Lord. And this really caps off our Advent show.
Absolutely. And this is John Rutter himself conducting his major work, his singers, the Cambridge Singers and the City of London Symphonia.
Magnificat by John Rutter.
Magnificat, magnificat, animam meam, domine.
What a thrilling ending that is. That's just the first movement of the great Magnificat by our English friend and English composer, John Rutter.
And what a great way to wrap up this Advent show of music.
This has been a tremendous opportunity for us to play just some of our favorites of the great season of Advent, a little four-week season of our liturgical year.
But so much amazing music. What a great repertoire.
Filled with music. Well, David, thank you for being with
Thanks
me.
Thanks for having me, Dr. John.
Very special program. You have been listening to Music from the Tower, a very special Advent music program. And we come to you from Christ Cathedral, and this is Relevant Radio. Next time, we will have our Christmas show, but I encourage you to go out and listen. Of all the times of the year there are, this is the time to hear live performance, live choirs, live music, orchestras, symphony halls, churches all over. Have beautiful live performances. This is the time to go enjoy music live. This is Music from the Tower, and this is your host, John Romeri, and you've been listening to our special Advent program.